It's great to have a car, but for most car owners, there are times when they wish they weren't car owners. Buying the use of a car when you need it might be a more advantageous solution, and that's why GM created Maven, its car sharing service. In this interview, Maven's Brent Taylor tells us how it all works. Let's go to that interview right now. With us now is Brent Taylor. He is with Maven, the mobility service from General Motors, a very interesting new way to get transportation. Brent, thanks so much for being with us.
Jack, thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Would you describe to us and our listeners what Maven is and why they should want to know about it?
Absolutely. Maven is General Motors' personal mobility brand. We are connecting customers to mobility options all via mobile app. So if you're curious about Maven, or what we'd encourage all of your listeners to do is go to the App Store or the Android Store and download Maven Car Sharing. Maven is completely free there of membership fees. There's no application fee. There's no ROI business case that you need to go through to decide whether or not Maven is for you or not. It is a tool that you can have on your phone, and it can lay dormant until that time arises that you need a car. And once you have that, our offerings are our Maven City program, which is station-based car sharing across 16 markets in the United States, where you can pull up a vehicle on your app without dialing a number or without opening a PC, and you can reserve a vehicle for either an hour or a day or a week or up to 28 days and control the whole experience via your app. There is no key. Your cellular phone is the key to the car, so the whole experience is really funneled through that, and it's pay-as-you-go, so you only are charged for the actual time that you're in the car itself. And you get to bypass all of the rental car experience, you know, the going, the sitting, the waiting, the insurance spiel. It's all included, all on the phone, and there's free gas and parking included in the process.
Brent, is it mostly for local trips, or are longer distance trips also possible with Maven?
Longer distance trips are possible. We do restrict it to 180 miles per day in our Maven City program, but you know, for the Northeast, that's a pretty broad stretch of land. In New York City, here we're in Manhattan, we're 22 square miles. That's a pretty good breadth to get out of the city. And just statistically, Maven in New York City is less than a year old. We launched in May of 2017. And since then, our members have already logged over 850,000 miles just on New York City vehicles alone. So they are getting out, and they are using the service. You know, with CarShare, it really provides individuals who don't own a vehicle because of the costs associated with that, or, you know, just the freedom they like and not being tied down by vehicle ownership, to make those short runs to the IKEAs and the Costcos of the world, or for a, you know, 2 or 3 day getaway in New York during the summertime. If you look on the GPS, all the cars migrate to Long Island and go out to the beach. So a lot of people just moving around or getting out of town for the weekend. And then they're great business applications as well. If you have to do a sales trip, you know, take a Maven. It's close to your office in the city, and you bring it back and get your gear out, and you're all set.
Well, as I was doing research for the interview, it struck me that one of the key things about Maven is I think it's available to people as young as 18 years old. So college students are prime. I happen to have a couple of college students myself, and it seems like absolutely tailor-made for their vehicle use, where they don't need a car very often, but when they need a car, they need a car, and
yeah,
it'd be really useful.
Yeah, it's perfect for college applications, and we have you know, programs in Ann Arbor, Michigan that serve universities, also in Southern California where we're on campus, and the customers can go out and get cars. And yeah, exactly like you said, you know, the cost of a higher education is prohibitive as it is, much less you know, shipping your kids off with a vehicle. So this fills that short-term need. And yes, we do serve 18 and up. And really, we'd love to introduce the next generation to the fantastic line of GM vehicles, which we feature throughout Maven. You know, anything from a Chevrolet Cruze or Spark up to a Cadillac Escalade.
What is the philosophy behind Maven? Why did General Motors decide to get into this business?
Well, that's a great question. You have a 120-year-old iconic American company, and they see the writing on the wall that mobility is changing. You know, the landscape of mobility and how people get around is transitioning. It's in New York City, we know as a whole, it's not the high school dream as it was in my case, that you get a car, you know, as soon as you get your driver's license. There's ride sharing, there's car sharing, there's a lot more options on the table. So GM is really using the tools that it has, first off its fleet, and then its OnStar technology to really learn about what people's patterns are. You know, 95% of the time an owned vehicle sits idle. Maybe that's not the best use of a vehicle. So GM really is wrapping their arms around that. And, our Maven Gig program actually offers vehicles out to people participating in the gig economy. So if you're driving an Uber or a Lyft, you can also try that space out without committing to the upfront capital costs of buying your car and getting insurance for it, and licensing it through, you know, the bureaucracies that are involved with that as well. You can try it out, dip your toe in the water, and then decide, hey, is this something that's long-term for me, or just something I want to try out on a weekend, you know, to score some extra cash. So we're kind of serving a whole lot of use cases and learning a lot from it.
It strikes me that it's a great way for General Motors to introduce its vehicles to another generation, and a generation that doesn't seem to be as interested in car ownership as maybe previous generations. Can you comment on that a little bit?
Sure. It's just like you said, the face of mobility is changing. I look at what's happened in vehicles, you know, in technology-wise over the past 10 years or so. You know, it's changed so much, such dramatically compared to the last probably previous 30 years. Just as a side note, if you look back, 2017, if I'm not mistaken, is the 10-year birth date of the iPhone. Think about how different your life was 10 years ago when you weren't attached to this 24 hours a day. So the future of mobility is going to change dramatically over the next few years as well, and we want to serve that demographic that you mentioned that may not be interested in vehicle ownership right out of the gate, but they'll try out a Maven, have fun with it, and then when they're ready to abscond to the suburbs, hopefully they'll line up at a GM dealership and take one of the cars out, given that experience that they had.
Brent, we just have a few seconds, but remind our listeners how to get in touch with Maven and load up that app.
Absolutely. So visit the App Store or the Android Store and go to Maven Car Sharing. Download that app, fill out the information. It does take about 24 to 48 hours to get through the vetting process. So, give yourself a little bit of wiggle room before you need the car. And then once you have it, that can sit on your phone until you're ready to use it. So we'd love for everybody to download the app and give us a try.
Terrific. Brent Taylor of Maven, General Motors Maven, thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jack.
That was Brent Taylor, New York General Manager of General Motors Maven, their car sharing service. It's now available in a number of markets nationwide. Join us again next time for more America on the Road Radio on Driving Today.